this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win.
Okay, folks, this is Maggie Rose, and right now we've got our guest. He's working with a piece of equipment he's not familiar with, so he was unable to mute the mic during the incoming music. We're sorry about that. Folks, I am your host, Maggie Rose, and you're listening to us here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are going into part three today with our guest, Daniel Hybrid. He's going to be joining us here in just a moment. Folks, before we bring him in, though, I want to play something for you that is really important that just came out from Mike Lindell. And so I think Daniel's going to mute his mic right here so we'll be able to play this. This came out from Mike Lindell. He's having an event that's going to be held in August, and this is August 16th and 17th. And so part of what this event is going to be covering is going to be some of the things that both Daniel and I are going to be talking about. Now, many of you know that I met Daniel many years ago through some mutual acquaintances, and he came along to my husband and I in 2017, 2018, even actually prior to that, but especially 2017, 2018, and 2019, and he gave me certain predictions of what was going to take place in the world. And he did it before it happened. Sometimes it was days before it happened. Many times it was weeks and months before it happened. And some of these things I was not able to share with all of you on live radio because, well, let's put it this way. A couple things would have happened. You either would have all thought I was crazy, or the fact that you would have thought I was making things up, or some of you would have gotten terribly fearful, and you might have had a knee-jerk reaction, and you might have overreacted. There were just some things that God had to allow to be played out. Now, one of those things that Mike Lindell has explained to us, that God had to allow the 2020 election theft to take place. Our friends that were supposed to have disclosed to us more of their existence by the Congress of the United States, by the Senate, by the central committees that were dealing with the intelligence committees that we have made up of many of our senators and congressmen, they were supposed to finally give us this full disclosure. And they've been kind of leading us on and leading on the mainstream media. And one of the things that our guest here, Daniel, said, that there are just some people in the world right now that are not ready for this full disclosure because they're afraid there's going to be all these mass suicides. And my feeling about that is, I don't think there would be all these mass suicides. So this may be where Daniel and I don't totally agree. I think that if people are going to commit suicide, they were going to do it anyway. And we can't prevent any suicides from taking place unless people know the warning signs and what to look for. In the meantime, I feel that we should have full disclosure. The world's people have a right to this. Now, some of the things we're going to be talking about today are going to be with Daniel talking about term limits, talking about what it should be for the president of the United States. Talking about the National Guard, about the lobbyists, about Ukraine, also regarding these alphabet soup agencies. One of the things that many of us are concerned about, what's been going on with our health care and how the government's been trying to take involvement with our health care. Regarding us being in everybody else's backyard instead of taking care of our own backyard. So, folks, these are some of the things and many more that we're going to be talking about. Before we do bring Daniel on, I want Daniel and you to hear this. Now, this is an alert to America, and this is basically where Mike Lindell is talking about what we have to do as a country, which a lot of what Daniel is going to be talking about today. So this is going to kind of be the what you might call the appetizer to bringing Daniel in. Mike Lindell is having this event on August 16th and 17th, and it's basically regarding the lack of our election integrity and regarding what we need to do as an American people. An alert to America.
Today, I address you not only as a citizen of the United States, but as an American, standing for all humanity. We are faced with the gravest of challenges. For the first time in the history of our nation, technology has been activated that attacks our Constitution with a capacity to destroy our future.
Absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history. It's a takeover of our country.
We must remove voting machines and any electronic devices from all elections forever. All of you praying with us need to know we have the tools and evidence to prevent catastrophic results, and we can secure our freedom. Everything that can be done to prevent this disaster is being called into service. The human drive for excellence, knowledge. Every step of the ladder of experience has been taken to expose the truth.
Let's take their country. How are we going to do it? Let's use it with computers so we don't even have to fire a shot.
Data experts have worked countless hours to bring forth the truth to the American people. This is a war on national security. This is a war between good and evil. This is a war that will affect what our country becomes.
I just want to know everyone out there, all the evil that's out there, we are never quitting until we get to the truth.
Through all the chaos that is our history, through all of the wrongs and discord, through all the pain and suffering, through all our times, there is one thing that has nourished and elevated our souls, and that is our faith in God and courage. We must be brave.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. We will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Elections have consequences. These selections are transforming the spirit of our country. The focus of the entire nation must be on this event.
God gave me a platform for a voice for such a time as this.
We as a people must stand for the American dream. One nation under God. For liberty and justice for all.
If the election of 2020 didn't happen, we would never, ever, ever have gotten to this great place we're going to get to. Trust me on that. Ever. This was all God's plan, and we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history. God bless you all.
Okay, folks. Again, that is basically the trailer for the event from Mike Lindell that will be taking place on August the 16th and 17th. You are listening to us here on Republic Broadcasting Network, purely listener supported. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and you are listening to the Concord Hour. And I want to welcome both Pac Woman in Australia and also Omega Logos right now. Both of them are in Australia listening to the Concord Hour here, Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to basically put a shout out to both of them. Omega Logos and Pac Woman have followed me from other networks, and they have been spreading the word all over Australia about Republic Broadcasting Network and about Maggie Rose and the Concord Hour and about Jeffrey Bennett as well, who has the Edge of Darkness. So with no more to ado, I would like to welcome here today on July the 31st, 2023 for part three. Daniel, welcome back on board.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you very well. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So there were some things that you gave me a list, and I don't know if you wanted to go through that list in the order. There was actually 15 main items. Do you want to just go through each one at a time? Do you want me to first read them off, and then we go through each one? How would you like to do this?
I'll follow your lead.
Okay, so...
You can start at the top. You can do it however you want, and then ask questions, and I'll help.
Okay, so let me just read them off. Number one, two-term limit, period. That should, we should have that here in America. Two-term limit. Two, president, a 1 6-year term. Three, rotate the National Guard and Reserves to do their two-week annual drill on the border. Four, eliminate all lobbyists. Five, get out of the Ukraine. Six, eliminate the FBI and the CIA. Seven, eliminate Obamacare. Eight, legalize pot nationwide. Nine, increase import tariffs so we make everything in the USA. No republic can stand without a middle class, and that can be solved only building our manufacturing. Number 10, stop being the world police. 11, all political votes in Congress must be televised by every congressman present and making their vote count by standing, saying their name and how they vote so the constituents can see them. No more deals in the hallways. I would also say no more deals in the men's or women's bathrooms, as I know that goes on even in courthouses. 11, close all borders with what I said. Rotate them so every 2 weeks another group comes in and is trained by Homeland Security. Nobody comes in without the legal proper documentation into the U.S. Everyone else here or trying to get in illegally gets a plane ticket home, and we collect funds from the country of origin. 12, freeze 25% of China's treasuries until they stop manufacturing fentanyl. 13, use our most advanced weaponry and take out every cartel by literally bombing the S out of them. 14, blow up every poppy field in the world. 15, everyone works unless disabled or over 67 years of age. 16, total freedom of speech. Total freedom of speech and no censoring, or they get shut down. If Twitter can shut people down, then I would shut them down. 13, no more shipping our farmers' yields overseas. 14, make GMO illegal. Again, 14, make GMO genetically modified illegal. 15, 25th Amendment for Biden. Whoa, that is a beautiful list, Daniel. Let's start with number one. The two-term limit.
Well, it's been talked about for years, plain and simple. But no politician is listening to the consistency because they have a great plus job. They've got life insurance. They've got health insurance for life. I mean, it's the cushiest job in the world. And that's not what politics and politicians are supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a career. It was never meant to be a career. So people have to vote it in. And I'll get to it later, but there needs to be a protest on Washington, D.C. We had the Million Man March a couple years ago. That made a statement. Probably helped us get to where Mike Lindell's saying we are now. I don't know how much God had to do with it, but we're there now. And if we don't do anything and we don't implement what I wrote, this country's going down. It's that simple. They want it to go down. The deep state's planned for it for years. And people can believe me or not. I won't debate it. I'll just tell you the facts. They have planned for this for years. They want a civil war. They want to depopulate. And the way it's escalating, and not many people realize, what's happening in Ukraine and the surrounding countries. It's going to get worse. It's going to get bad. And this thing was all decided years ago to put Russia against the United States so we take each other out and bring us down, the United States, to a third world country because we're too powerful. And that's it, plain and simple. Go ahead.
Now, you're saying that a lot of what I've been hearing from many of the people that I served with in the military, they believe the military has been split right down the middle, part of it by the crooked military-industrial complex, and the other part by true military Americans who really believe in why they took an oath to the Constitution. Can you explain to me why it is our military has become so infiltrated?
Because the government's liquidating or mixing it up and downplaying it with all different people who usually come from the lower economic mainstream of America. And it'll be worse than Vietnam when they institute the draft. There's already talk about the draft much more serious than people even know. Most people don't even know what's being talked about. But if they institute the draft again, the minorities are going to be the ones selected. So this message goes out to especially them, because it's going to be their kids that get shipped off to a place we have no business in.
Now, that would bring us basically to number 10. So let's jump from number 1 to number 10, where you said we need to stop being the world police. I totally agree. There's parts of the world that have been warring with each other for 2,000 plus years. And we need to stop going into other people's backyards when we haven't even cleaned up our own backyard. And I believe the only reason why the deep state and the big corporations and the globalists and the New World Order, made up of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, they go and actually create wars in some places, not only so they can tear down and then build up and make money by building up, but also so they can rape the land of their resources. Places like India, places like Africa, which has so many natural resources. Africa could be such a wealthy country if it wasn't for the globalists, the big corporations, and the deep staters. We need to stop going into other countries and having our CIA deliberately topple people that are in leadership there that are not bad people so they can put their own puppets in. What do you say?
Well, we've been using the Dominion server and Hammer and Scorecard in Latin America for 30 years. People didn't know about it, but we've gotten the people elected that we thought would work with us. Chavez would not work with us. It was a big screw up. That's why he died of cancer, of the rarest cancer that anyone knew of. I won't go into it. You guys can all figure out what happened. But, Maggie, I don't know what to tell you. It's got to be done.
Okay, so, but tell me, when we have those crooked agencies, like the, I truly believe there's some good people in the FBI and the CIA, but I also know that there is like an organization deep within the CIA and deep within the FBI that maybe their own top leadership don't even know about it. We've even seen things on TV. I mean, when you look at Mission Impossible and you look at some of these things, we also know that there are some deep state government agencies that don't even have a name. And somehow they're being funded by dark money. Is that not what's going on around the world right now?
Absolutely. Last week we discussed who is the deep state, who is the New World Order. And I said, it's not just the United States. These are the leaders and the money men and women from around the world. They control the currency. They control everything. Now, where'd they come from? Go back to Operation Paperclip, and I'm not going to give a long history lesson, but a lot of Germans came over, and what they did was they got put in very high positions in our government, and now people need to realize we're being run by the Fourth Reich, period. I'll give you one example. Wernher von Braun, he was a rocket scientist, super genius, got put in charge of NASA, okay? I think he also ran JPL, a couple other places. But he was just one person in the Defense Department. But look at the Warburgs, where they came from. Look at other people, the Bush family. Look at their genealogy, where they came from. You mentioned these people have been in power for thousands of years. It's absolutely true. They all need to go. They all need to go. But I would love to see, and it's probably impossible to do, but see five million people march on D.C. and demand a change, because there's two options that are going to happen here. War is going to hit this country, or we're going to stop it. And after it starts, it's too late. And World War III, I said last week and the week before, has already started. This isn't Ukraine against Russia. It's not them against Putin. This is the United States using Ukraine against Russia. We blew up their pipeline. Putin retaliated. It's that simple. The CIA, the FBI, at all the upper levels are corrupt. Most every congressman and woman, House of Rep, Senate, if they've been there longer than two terms, they need to go. Look at Nancy Pelosi. My personal opinion, she's a joke. She set up what happened in 2020 at the election. McConnell can't even speak. Biden can't speak. Schumer's a schmuck. These people need to go. I can't tell people what to vote for, what to do, but our government is completely corrupt at the highest levels. There's about 1,012,000 people in this country that run the country. The money people, the bankers, the Department of Defense, they're in everything. They control the FDA, the CDC, the CIA, the FBI, you know, the National Intelligence Agency, which controls them all, or Defense Intelligence Agency. They control them all. Look at Ray, FBI Director Ray, in front of Congress. You ask him a question and you think he's retarded because he can't answer a simple question because he hides behind, I don't remember, which is the Hillary Clinton defense. Oh, I don't remember. Well, no, that's not an answer. I'm sure you saw that, Maggie, but it's a joke. When you're in front of Congress and you're under oath and somebody asks you a question, I don't remember, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about that, it's an ongoing investigation. Excuse my French, but that's bullshit. With what's going on and all the criminality, it needs to stop. People around the country are seeing this. It sets the worst possible example for anybody. And we'll go into the drugs and all that stuff further in the show. But these people need to go. And if you want to take another look at history, Kennedy wanted to disable the CIA into what, 1,000 parts, was it, or 1,000,000? I forget. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He wanted to basically get rid of them. He also wanted to bring back the gold standard. And I remember many years ago, I was, you know, it's interesting when you've been around as long as you and I've been around, and both of our contacts in the military, and both of us in contact with people in very high places, you sometimes stumble across something that blows you out of the water. And I remember listening to a tape recording that was sent to me. It was a tape recording between Lyndon B. Johnson, the then vice president, and another gentleman whose name I won't dare mention here on radio right now. And the second man was telling the vice president, Lyndon B. Johnson, we've got to do something about Kennedy, you know, because they were beginning to realize that he was going to give basically the country back to we the people. And I'll never forget how Lyndon B. Johnson stated in this tape recording that was many, many years old, don't worry about him, he'll be taken care of in a few days. And sure enough, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Now, when that happened, I was in third grade, okay? I was roughly about 8 years old when he was murdered. And so here, many years later, as an adult with children of my own, I'm listening to this old tape recording of Lyndon B. Johnson said, don't worry about it. In a few days, he's not going to be a problem. Well, we now know that Lyndon B. Johnson wanted to become the president. He knew that he had to help conspire to have Kennedy killed in order to do that. And we also know that Lyndon B. Johnson's wife, Lady Bird, actually was deeply involved with the CIA and having them bring poppies and other things out of Southeast Asia many times in the body bags of some of our soldiers and taken it over to Thailand and other places where it was processed. And it was actually the CIA that was doing this for Lady Bird and their own organization to make some money. And we now know, because of even the movie, Air America actually told a story about how the CIA was so corrupt in doing this. So we know Lyndon B. Johnson had something to do with the planning of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Do you agree?
Not only do I agree, he was supposed to be killed in Miami, but that doesn't matter. But it continued. Look at the future years. Look at Highway Ricky Ross. When he was working with the CIA, with George H.W. Bush, everything was great. But then you notice he ended up in prison because they had a falling out. But let's look at the Medellin cartel. Let's look at Panama, Noriega. What happened to them? They were the biggest drug dealers. And this is going to sound strange. And a lot of people aren't going to believe me. But they worked for Bush. Bush told them what to do. Bush smuggled in more cocaine into this country than anybody else combined by 100. Look at Bill Clinton as the president. Look at the MENA airport. What happened at the MENA airport? The two little kids who came across the plane got shot in the head and thrown on the railroad tracks to try to cover it up. I mean, our government is the biggest guilty party of bringing drugs into this country. I mean, does anybody out there really think we couldn't stop the drugs from coming into this country if we wanted to?
You know, I believe that it's not only here. I have a friend who was in the military with me, and she went on a cruise run time right off of Florida. And I know you're very familiar with the East Coast. And she was telling me that the Congress and senators, some of them have properties on some of those little islands and inlets off the coast of Florida. And the drugs are deliberately being brought in that way. And many of our high officials in Washington, D.C. are looking the other way. And I bet a PAC woman and Omega Logos, who are both in Australia, can tell you about all the drug trafficking that's going on there as well. And both of them are listening to the show right now. So I think that a lot of what's happening in this country is because of people who have gotten themselves into high profile places and made money off of doing backroom deals are the ones looking the other way and allowing the drugs like the fentanyl to come into this country. They're hoping that this will not only depopulate some of our younger population, but it will take down America.
It's already taken down America. Look at the education system in our country. I mean, there's kids everywhere that don't make it through high school. They can't read. They can't write. The one thing they're experts on is drugs. The drugs are causing overdoses everywhere, and the right people aren't taking action. It's not the local police's job. The government with the right people in place, I guarantee you, if a person like Donald Trump, not saying I like him, not saying I don't, talking about his policies, we wouldn't be in Ukraine, and the drugs would have a serious depletion. The border would be fixed, and this wasn't his idea. It's something I think should be done, is taking out the cartels. They don't care about our kids. They don't care about us. A dumb society, which is what we have, a dumbed-down society, is easy to control. Now we have no middle class because we don't manufacture a damn thing in this country. And that can easily be changed. The reason we have no middle class is because of transnational corporations, obviously, can make things easier and cheaper in India. And what do you get out of it? You get a car that falls apart in 4 years for planned obsolescence. We should be making things in the United States. We have more oil than just about anybody.
Well, you know, Daniel, we're going to go to a station break. Let's come right back, folks. You're listening to Daniel here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back on the other side of the half hour.
God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked us, sir, I swear all he did was work.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here to republicbroadcasting.org. I am your host, Maggie Rose. You are listening to us live here on this wonderful evening of July 31st, 2023. Tomorrow will be the first day of August, and I've got Daniel here. Daniel, you were just talking about how we need to have more production going on here in the United States, more manufacturing going on here. And I know a lot of the different companies are saying the reason they went overseas because they were being taxed to death, especially in places like California, or they believe that if they take the manufacturing jobs and everything overseas, they don't have to pay for medical or dental or retirement. And so basically they are getting slave labor for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And but the thing is what they don't realize, they're actually destroying this country. They're making China wealthier and wealthier, which means that China has more money to be able to purchase their weaponry and build their army to someday invade the U.S. And that's what people are afraid of, that if they go after Taiwan, they'll go after Australia. China's even threatened that from Taiwan, they would go to Australia, Guam, the Hawaiian Islands, Japan, and then on here to the West Coast. And people are very much terrified of that. We know that these lithium batteries and things that they're trying to shove these electric cars down our throat, these batteries are actually more pollution generating And these batteries are all made in China. No wonder Biden is pushing for these batteries and these electric cars.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely true. The biggest thing is we don't have the infrastructure for electric vehicles and all these electric products. We don't have the infrastructure. And the current infrastructure we have isn't protected. 5 years ago, it would have cost $4 billion to secure, you know, the entire grid. One of the biggest things, and I was told this by an FBI agent, one of the biggest things they're worried about is the grid. Okay, that being the case, how many people are in D.C. right now in a position to secure the grid? It's now $11 billion. But $11 billion when we give how many billion to Ukraine? I don't know, 80, whatever, in ammunition and weapons and all that. And all the money, all the countries we're giving money to, which we shouldn't be. I mean, there's more than enough to secure the grid, but the grid's obsolete. So if we're going to build a new grid, start building a new grid. You know, move into the next generation. But the people that are in power right now, this is what they're doing. So I want everyone, if they hear nothing else I say, I want you to think about this. The country is broke. We are bankrupt. We were bankrupt in 1971. The outstanding debt, the real debt, and they will never tell you this, is just under $300 quadrillion. It can never be paid back. And that's why they're going to a new global currency. And it's going to have two parts. One's money and one's a social value based on your behavior, what you say, whether you come on Maggie's show and voice yourself. That's going to be all part of it. There was going to be no privacy. There's going to be no security. And look back to history. Which famous person in our history from hundreds of years ago said, you know, if you're not willing to stand up for privacy or security, and I'm not talking verbatim, you deserve neither and will get none.
Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin.
Jefferson, but that's okay. No, oh, I thought it was
Benjamin Franklin.
I don't. I was making a joke. I thought it was Jefferson, but it doesn't matter. It's, you know, yeah. It's right on. But if everybody looks at the surveillance product, it's about four by 6 inches, and it's sitting in your pocket. And most people think it can do 82 different things. Some people say 182. It's not. It's 882 things it can spy on. Your phone knows when you're laying down. Your phone knows everything, and you're holding a microphone, and everything it hears, it gets held in perpetuity out in Utah. And most people think the biggest computer network or database is in Utah in a four-block area. That's untrue. The biggest computer is under Area 51. And before before all the information goes to Utah, it goes to Area 51, then goes to Utah. So everything everybody says is held in perpetuity.
Wow.
They know everything.
Wow. You know, so basically everybody is on some list somewhere.
I honestly don't know what they do with it, but it's not good that they have it, because if you look in history, anybody who's had that information, it didn't go very well for them. If you look at Nazi Germany, how did it work out for Jewish people and minorities and disabled people? It didn't go too well. And they didn't have the technology that we have now.
Right. Well, I wanted to be able to kind of clarify. Thomas Jefferson did say something along the lines of what you said regarding security, but it was Benjamin Franklin who said, and I quote, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety," unquote.
You got it. You got it. And it's everybody must be seeing it now. I'm just throwing that out there to your listeners. Everybody must be seeing it. And it's going to end badly. It's going to end badly because whether you call us a democracy or a republic, no democracy or republic lasted longer than 300 years. We're in the death throes. And I want to finish what I was saying. What's happening right now? The deep state, Pelosi, she's one of them, but there's a lot of them people have never heard of because they're in think tanks, They're in big, huge transnational corporations that just move their CEO from one company to another. It's like musical chairs. And they're the ones that are in control of everything. They're the ones that have to go. They're the ones that are stealing the money. They're stealing our treasury dry. Why? Because we're not going to last. They're taking us down, and they're stealing all the money. The people in power, that 1%, they're stealing it all for themselves. They're calling it secret space program. They're calling it whatever they want, and it's all baloney. They're stealing it.
What can people do, Daniel, to try to, you know, years ago, and I don't care what she says, she's in either in Colorado now or maybe she went back to the Midwest somewhere, but she was known as Blonde Pickle, and she used to say, oh, we're so excited, the global reset, it's coming, and all debt will be wiped out, and we're all going to be so happy. And I said, be careful what you wish for. The thing is, what can people do when we now realize that they're doing this only so they can control our income digitally and then decide if we get paid, when we get paid, how we get paid? We already have people, Daniel, saying they're going to their banks to pull out anywhere from $1,000 to $9,000, and they're being refused their own money, or they're being given the 411, like, what do you want to buy with your $5,000? How are you going to spend your money? I mean, already big banks like Wells Fargo and Bank of America and JP Morgan, Chase Bank, are not allowing people to have their own savings. What do we do about this?
Well, look at the people who are in power, and what are they doing? And what are the countries doing? They're buying gold. Now, I'm not an investment advisor, so don't take me as one. They're buying gold. JP Chase, under Jamie Dimon's watch, said two things. We've got a hurricane coming, and it's going to be a bad one. And when the dollar's gone, they're buying gold. So why are the banks all buying gold? I think retail banks, just to add on to that, I think we're seeing the death of retail banks for the most part. I think you're going to see more and more ATMs with customer service people talking to you through the ATM. And I think that'll happen in the next 2 years. You'll see it everywhere, everywhere.
So are you recommending, as some people have been telling me, that the recommendation is go to your local credit unions and invest your savings into your local credit unions?
Maggie, I don't know the answer to that question. And you know me, I don't guess on anything I don't know.
So right.
I can just tell you what the big banks are doing. You know my history. So maybe I do know a little bit, you know, about banking and the World Bank and Karen Hudis. They're buying gold. And that tells me something. They're buying all the gold they can get.
And if they can't afford to buy gold, should people go and invest in silver?
Well, I won't advise anybody to do anything monetarily because there's licenses involved. However, common sense dictates that silver and gold are always very good in turbulent times. Now, let's talk about turbulent times. When does a country go to war?
When financially they're in trouble.
Exactly. And we're broke. So if you're the deep state, you're the top 1% to 3%, and we're the useless eaters, the sheep, as Hillary Clinton calls it, they don't care. People have to recognize they don't care about you. Not at all. They couldn't care less. You are a waste on the economy. You're a drag on the insurance companies, on the health insurance companies, and they just as soon get rid of you. And some things are going to come in the future that are going to help them along with that, thanks to Billy Gates.
Yeah, I agree. Now, we have Frances in North Carolina who's in the studio background. She'd like to call into the show. Frances from North Carolina, welcome back on Republic Broadcasting.
Hey, folks. Two quick things. Yes, they would like for genocide of the everyday person that they call a useless eater. Happened so quickly they're salivating over it, but go figure. The everyday person is a lot smarter than they think, so go figure. It's the ants versus the hoppers. But anyway, as far as the toys, electronic toys, the cell phones, all that, I've seen where a lot of people treat them as though they are the sacred, holy word or holy script, sacred script or whatever, more so than any other religious writings in the world. So when people start treating that electronic piece of garbage as that, you got a problem, because they have been seduced, they have been tantalized, they have been titillated by the electronic toys that they cannot do without it. They would rather, dare I say, people would rather probably die than to be without it. And with that, y'all have a great week. Later.
Thank you, Francis. Thank you so much for listening in.
Good statement. Good statement.
Very good statement. I agree. One of the things, Daniel, that you were talking about as far as, well, you said, and I before we go to some of the other topics you brought up, you said start an organization to march on D.C. now for the fall. I think a lot of people realize now that anything we try to do like that is going to be corrupted, and people are going to end up infiltrating and trying to set us up like what they did on January 6th. We already know that it wasn't as much just Black Lives Matter. It was mostly Antifa that had organized with the help of George Soros and his shell companies and his money, where they actually went there and they were listening to Trump speak, and then they headed early for the Capitol. And they were donning on Trump shirts and Trump hats out of their backpacks so they would look like they were Trump supporters trying to vandalize the Capitol. Right now, I've had some experiences with some different groups all over the United States. We saw what happened with the Oath Keepers and the fact that even the founder of it used it in order to seduce good American patriots into lending some of their equipment for so-called activities and missions under the Oath Keepers. And people like Stuart Rose and Joseph Rice down in Josephine County would actually borrow some people's equipment, including my own, and then put it into a Condex and move it into someone's private property so we couldn't get our camping equipment back or our tactical gear. I had some tactical gear and stuff that was sent to me by the Wolverines in Michigan. And that stuff was commandeered by the former Oath Keepers in Grants Pass, Oregon, and basically stole from myself and many other people some of the equipment that we had lent to them while we were trying to protect the constitutional rights and due process of the gold miners. We've had people in both peoplesrights.org and 3%. Those organizations have been infiltrated by informants and people that we know are trying to feed information to the deep state and to the corrupt portion of the FBI. So if we turn around and march on D.C. In the fall, what is to guarantee that Nancy Pelosi and her minions won't play the same games with the FBI against we the American people, that we now see that the U.S. Marshals and the FBI have basically thrown a net over good patriotic Americans that did not go to the Capitol with guns, were not committing any violence, but they're still sitting in the gulag right now.
Right, I understand. And I think it's a measure of quantity of people. If 5 million people walked on D.C. demanding change, demanding what we're talking about now, I think you would get it. The trick is getting the people who all work every month just to stay broke. And that's probably 70 to 80% of the country goes to work every day just to stay broke or go backwards. And look at it this way. The big bully situation in school. What do you do if you've got a big bully in school? He's going to keep bullying you. He's going to keep bullying you until you do something. My answer to your question was, you know, what happens if we do this? Well, I'm going to give you a choice. You can do nothing, and you can lose all your privacy and security, and this country will never be what it used to be. Or you can stand up and take action. That does not mean bring guns to D.C., you know, break things. 5 million people go there, march, stay there until change. there's a lot of generals and admirals who are on the side of what we're talking about. I would suggest you get Lieutenant General McInerney on your show. I believe he'll speak, and I think he'll tell you all about the 2020 election, where the Dominion server, they knew because of 2016 what happened. And Mag, you can fill them in on another show why Hillary did not become president. But in 2020, they hid the Dominion server, and they hid it in Italy on Air Base Sigonella in a skiff. And that's why they got away with it, because they were overseas. But it will be used again. The cheating will be worse. And that's when we'll end up going into major, major civil riots. And the gangs are going to take over the cities. New York, L.A., Chicago. I mean, they basically already run them now. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's coming. If we don't march on Washington peacefully, nothing's going to change.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You know, under number 16, you said total freedom of speech and no censoring, or they get shut down. If Twitter can shut people down, then I would shut them down. And if you go to the American Free Press, which is a newspaper I sometimes write articles for, and you go to issue 27 and 28, which is the July 10th and 17th edition of 2023, the American Free Press has an article on page 4 by Donald Jeffries. It's called Michigan Bill, Hurt Feelings is Now a Hate Crime. If a snowflake feels threatened, the offender could receive 5 years in jail. Gretchen Whitmer is the governor, and I would consider her also a model for Marxist governors. It said that recent legislation was just passed by the Michigan House of Representatives, which opens the door for those recently or easily offended to report if they, quote, feel threatened, unquote, while those, quote, threatening, unquote, them with hate speech can be prosecuted. The punishment for such a crime could be 5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. This ought to terrify every American, but millions are likely to support it. The fortunate violators of the hate speech under the Michigan law can receive a sentence of community service that will enhance, quote, the offender's understanding of the impact of the offense upon the victim and the wider community. The bill HB 4474, again, HB, House Bill 4474, is a textbook case of identity politics destroying the notion of liberty this nation was founded on. It defines, quote, intimidation, unquote, as, quote, the willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of another individual that would cause a reasonable individual to feel terrorized, frightened, intimidated, threatened, harassed, or molested, and that actually causes the victim to feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened, unquote. Oh, my gosh. Daniel, isn't this more of the same politicization of the courts that's going on?
Yeah, absolutely it is. You just have to not be afraid. And people have to take action. I can't say it strong enough. People have to take action. And I'm saying non-violent action, because it's a lot harder for them to get in trouble. But if 5 million people, which could barely fit in D.C., were there peacefully, people will listen. I'm going to give you something you've been asking me for 5 years. And I spoke to Joseph. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
The hybridization program is basically the integration of the human genome. Now, there are corporations. I won't mention them. Maggie, I've given you one. If you want to put it out in the air, you can. They follow us around everywhere we go. They don't want us to release it. But there are transnational corporations. Most of them have built the surveillance network for just about every intelligence agency in the world. They've been experimenting with human hybridization for years. I did not participate with any one of those corporations. And not many people know they're doing it. But one corporation I mentioned to you put it out in a public news press. So it's out in the public, so you can talk about it. I'll give it to you off air.
But okay.
People always ask, what's a human hybrid? It's the alteration of the human genome.
Gina, okay, we have John in Colorado. John, do you have a quick comment before we come to the end of the show?
Yeah, Maggie, thanks. Daniel, it's good. I've been reading American Free Press in the spotlight on its decision in the 70s, and all this, what they've taught us, that the mainstream will not do. And these people, even my family, I look at it, they're used to comfort. They're not hungry. Until this like you said, until something happens, but and they got nothing, they're on the street, they might do it. But they still might be too scared. Let's just say, you know, the march sounds, it's not like, yeah, if you put a few million people in there just walking around saying demanding change, that could do it. Like you said, you get that many people, if they want to put the Antifa people and the government, the FBI try to infiltrate them, I think it'd be very difficult. But the idea is, the public here has got to get up, wake up. Don't risk the mainstream media, people like RBN. Listen to us. That's what it's going to do. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, John. Thank Daniel, you. Do you have a final comment before we close out the show?
Yes. I was told by our friend, who you know well, somewhat well, but you organize a group with all your listeners, and I'll come on as many times as necessary to help. But if you get 5 million people to march on D.C. peacefully, 5 million, we will make the sunshine in the middle of the night, period. So we're putting you to the test. You help yourself, we'll help you.
So you're telling me that you literally, because of our friends, who right now should have had complete disclosure so they could work with us in the open, that if we can get that many people in Washington, D.C. peacefully and not having a bunch of so-called groups co-opting it, you could basically turn it sunshine in the middle of the night.
That's correct. 100%.
Daniel, thank you so much.
The last thing is, we are working with everybody, but behind the scenes because of treaties. We've done more for the human race right now than anybody. And it goes back to Dias, Comet Eisen, everything till now. And there you go. We're willing to help, but we need to see action out of the people of the United States, and we will help them.
That's right. We have to help ourselves before we expect anybody else to have our back and be with us side to side and back to back. Daniel, thank you so much. And thank Joseph and Anthony for me as well. Would you please?
I will. Thank you.
Folks, this is Maggie Rose.
Thank you.
Folks, it's Maggie Rose, Republic Broadcasting. We'll see you on Friday.
We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.